Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Bert Folsom back on the show. Bert's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is a professor of history at Hillsdale College. He's the author of several very important books, including New Deal or Raw Deal, and the sequel to that, which he co-authored with his wife, Anita, FDR Goes to War. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back with
you. Good to have you back. And the original founding historian of our Brain Trust, So,
we've been around for a long time.
We've been together a long time.
Years.
Yeah, over 50. Yeah, almost. That's right. Next month, in fact, we got to get you back and do your 15th anniversary show.
Okay.
Hey, Bert. I'm really feeling the need to talk about the Constitution and how the Constitution can be a pesky irritant to presidents. And notice
right.
I didn't say to Democrats or I didn't say Republicans. Pesky irritants to presidents, regardless
right.
of their party. There are three things that are the three beehives that are buzzing around the president's head these days, President Obama's head these days. The Benghazi issue, the IRS issue with the conservative nonprofit applications, and then the Associated Press phone scandal, I guess you could say it is. These are three things, and who knows what else is going to pop up, but these are all things that I believe are connected to how people interpret Constitution. And when I say that, for example, I want to talk about the Benghazi thing first, Bert. Even though that doesn't seem on its face like a constitutional issue, where there was an attack, we lost four brave Americans,
right?
But then there was a bunch of other things that went on. There's a lot of mayhem, a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of bad. Probably some lies told about what really happened, but inside of all of that is checks and balances, and the way our government should behave, which comes from the Constitution, doesn't it?
Well, it does. The Constitution lays down what Congress and what the president can do, and really what they can't do. Article 1, Section 8 lays out what Congress can do. And the list is really rather small, and it's mainly dealing with national defense.
Mm-hmm. And so if we've got something that looks like that is not right, the Congress has the obligation and the right, based on the Constitution, to pursue those things, right? To hold hearings and do those things. And the presidents, Republican and Democrat, they whether they have the right or not, they often resist those things, don't they?
Well, they do. The nature of checks and balances is the assumption that there are different interests connected with Congress, with the president,
right.
with the courts. And right, James Madison said in writing the Constitution that part of the problem is getting the government to control itself.
Right.
You've got to get something that can get rule of law in place, and then you have to get the rulers to control themselves.
Isn't that interesting that more than 200 years ago, he basically prophesied what we're seeing today?
Yes.
What we saw 20 years ago, what we saw 50 years ago.
Well, that's because human nature.
This is what makes me so in awe of the founders, Bert,
yeah.
is the things that they thought, the things that they imagined, the things that they prophesied. Nothing. I think the Constitution is an inspired document. I really do. To imagine how it's not just what the Constitution says, but when you read what they wrote about it, what they thought about it, it's as if they could see into the future, isn't it?
Well, it is, and part of that's because human nature is constant, and so the issue is checking that propensity or, right. of people in power to try to get more power, to try to oppress those people who resist them. And so they knew that that was the nature, and so you've got to control tyrants.
Right.
And we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and we set government up to protect the tyrants from taking it away from us.
Right. Right. Well, and so, folks, when you watch the Benghazi, primarily the House pursuing the administration and pressing the Benghazi, making the administration reveal what happened at Benghazi, who did what, who knew what when, etc. When you watch all of that, think about the Constitution, because that's the undergirding of all of that. And by the way, Bert, you talked about humans, that human thing. The problem with humanity is the humans. Quick break, 20 till, right back with Bert Folsom. Dr. Bert Folsom and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.